page are the special revenue funds that were requested.
Okay.
So each page has the balances of each fund, and it shows the revenues and expenses from last year and then to date this year.
So this is money that's sitting in, say, recreation's account that they've accrued over years.
Yes.
Okay. And per our town resolution, it's supposed to be stated what they're supposed to use that for.
I believe they all use them for the programs they put on.
Sure.
Like recreation, a big part of it is the carnival.
Yikes. We're using, just so you know, for example, some of the uses of that money is spread out. For example, we're using some of that towards the electrical installations in the new shed. Okay. And what about the other? Okay, so, well, I'm gonna have to give you a copy of that resolution because it states that it's supposed to be very specific year by year. It's supposed to give you, the mayor, a request to do the carnival, say for instance, and they put in there what we intend to use that money for. It has to be very specific. And that money then it has to be used for that. So it's not a let's put it in the bank and wait and see what happens. So that's why I asked. So we need to find out what that's going to be used for.
Well, I think while they have not done exactly that, we are being told what is being used for as time goes by. But to be able to say that the entire amount is going to be planned and specifically for a program or a project, that's not happening because that's why we have surplus.
Well, this is
Cindy,
the
is it, are you having a problem? Is
it
it not
ran out
recording now?
it ran out of room.
Oh.
Go to the file manager and delete some of them.
I hit record on this. Hopefully it's working.
Oh, okay. So let me just give a hypothetical. Say there's money in a bank account and somebody in Parks and Rec wants to spend it on something. Who do they go to make that request?
They don't need to.
There hasn't been a
So the purpose of the special revenue funds is they raise money, they get donations. A lot of them, like especially social services, that's where the grant funds go.
grants are different. Yeah.
In other towns, recreation is actually its own special revenue fund. It's not lumped into the general fund like it is here. So they're supposed to basically break even by what they charge for the programs and what it costs. And then general fund can make a contribution to them for maybe like salaries or something like that. So for recreation, the revenues here are donations. I don't believe there's any grants in there. And
Well, I'm looking at the process because somebody wants to go spend, let's say, $25,000. Who do they got to go ask to spend $25,000? Because right now, this committee is the one who's supposed to say you can spend it or not.
Okay.
And so the town council isn't in charge of all money. All right. We have to articulate that's what we're elected to make sure it
Right.
happens. So I'm looking at a sum of money here that
So for this is I understand what you're saying, and yes, if that did come up, we would be asking that, but recreation, it's mostly carnival.
okay. So let's check and see what that was intended for. And the reason it's set up that way, whoever in the town council set up the resolution. If so that whenever you had an endeavor, whichever group is having a carnival fundraiser or whatever, you have to say we're going to use it to buy flowers at the parade or something like that. And then that's what it has to be spent on. And that's the bottom line. That was a resolution that was passed in 2018. I think that's what it was. So we got to make sure that we're following that. So that was
Well,
set up
I
for the.
think we are accounting for it, and basically, no matter which department you're going to be using that fund surplus, they go through finance department and say apply it to here, apply it to there. Are you saying that you want that authorization to come elsewhere for the resolution?
No, what I'm saying is if I say I'm on the carnival thing and I say we're going to use this money to buy a stage, we're putting money away to buy a stage.
Right. Where do you want that authorization to come from?
Yeah, if it's for a stage, it's already been authorized for a stage. But what I just heard is it could be applied to other things.
It does, and it's true.
But it's
But
not
it's
very
all
specific.
related to like Parks and Rec.
When we read the what it's supposed to be is there's supposed to be a request sent to the mayor of what we're going to do. And
Okay.
in that request, say for Carnival,
Okay.
it outlines we have a budget, we're going to get this Carnival company, they're going to charge us. If we may have any revenue left over, it's going to be paid for any kind of services, which is what it's been in the past. They've been on the council for 14 years. And if they don't meet that, then the town usually picks up the in-kind services. So it's all articulated. So if any excesses and if there's anything left over, then it goes into the endeavor that they asked them. But they're supposed to be done every year. So there should be a stack of papers that the mayor signs every year for all these different endeavors, whichever revenue thing is. So, yeah.
So we had a request from a neighbor of the tennis and pickleball courts, and they wanted a screen put in.
Right.
So I believe that $2,500 came from this account to pay for that screen at the tennis and pickleball courts.
Right.
Yeah. So every year, the
Okay.
question goes into Public Works. Public Works say, "I need to go do this," and then there should be a PO written, right, to do that work, through the Public Works or whoever's in
Right.
charge of
I
that.
think I
But
could
we
just. We didn't know that we needed to do that until it happened. I think what Tim is trying to point out here, better accountability, that if no matter which of the three departments wants to spend something from that fund, they send the notes to me and I'll authorize it to finance. There's an accountability, there's a transparency about
Yeah,
what's being messing
okay. And
with.
there's a paper trail. And there's a
Yeah,
line
there's a
item
paper trail.
associated with this account, right?
I'll make sure that's taken care of.
Is there a line
Yeah,
item?
there's budget
So
report that's like what you
like take the
have.
conservation. We want to get some signs. So we would ask John Carlson to do a purchase order. We tell him what signs we want to borrow, how much it's going to cost. And then we got to tell John and the Conservation Commission there's a line item that
Right.
say $1,000 in there, whatever. Please take that money from that line item. And then he would write that.
Yeah,
Same use correct.
I know the
That's it's
process.
the exact same process here. And so, what?
Okay, because
I
no
don't.
one's going to take
No,
$72,000 to Parks and Rec and just spend this. I was just
Oh
going to
no,
say,
you
I
know,
understand.
put 2,000 here, 1,000 there, 2,000 there. Who knows? I think I get where we're heading with this conversation. I think it's healthy to have.
Oh no,
We have
I
that
don't
that.
disagree with that. I'm
Yes.
just saying that, I'm just getting a feeling that Chair thinks that, they're spending the money willy-nilly.
No,
That's
they actually.
not something that's happening.
Looking at this, they haven't spent any money at all.
Well,
No.
that's because this is spent money season.
So the next one is going to use services that
Carnival.
they've got.
All the other departments have grants
Right.
associated with them.
The way the grants are, they have to, by statute,
Yes.
use it for that.
Right.
So there's no around that.
I'll send something out to the three departments that are involved here, make sure that we have some
But
formality.
some of this could be revenue, where they do special events and stuff like that.
Right.
So,
So that the
so.
special revenues are set up so that they can be carried forward year to year. So like if Parks and Rec, if you don't have it in your budget for a new slide and you have this balance here, then you could request to buy the slide from this because you didn't budget for
Right,
it.
and we've done things like that,
Yeah.
right?
But it should go back to the original. Whenever they do, say the carnival request, that we want to use this money for playground equipment, whatever in the future, so that that they know that's what it's going to go to. Maybe look forward and say, yeah, we need to buy more
Right.
equipment or whatever. And I just want to make sure that the previous finance director, we went round and around on this and it was never done. And then you got here, and I did want to task you with this early on because you were just getting into it. And I asked Mr. Wall to look into it, and it's now a year later, and I really feel like I want to make sure that this is initiated and followed through. So,
What year was that resolution, Tim? You recall it?
I believe it's 2018. I got a look. I
2018.
sent it to you and Barbara way back when, and I can't find the email, and I got to dig it up, but I have it somewhere.
Right. I'll ask Katie to dig it up. Don't worry about
Right.
it. Katie will find it. It'll happen about 30
But it
seconds.
has to do with
Okay, so now moving on to animal control. The top page in that packet is the breakdown of current known costs of the animal control facility. Right now, we're at a deficit of $40,000. One issue we're running into is that a resolution was done to appropriate $350,000 from fund balance. That was never done. So we need to.
No, it was done, but it wasn't
It
physically.
wasn't done in the system. It was approved as a resolution,
Right.
but it was not done in the system. So the fund balance number you're looking at in the financial statements does not reflect that being moved.
Well, but it was done in the town, so it just needs to be done. I know we moved it. I know we moved it. There was
It wasn't done.
at a town council meeting.
Yes, the resolution is right here. This was approved, yes,
Report,
but
yeah.
it was not done in the
That's
system.
what I'm
Nothing
saying.
of our records reflects
So
that.
you've got the authorization from the town council to move the money out over, right?
Yeah, so
There was.
if you're think there's $16 million in fund balance, take 350,000 away from
That's
that.
right. I understand.
So these are the current costs. The project I don't believe is fully done yet, and I believe Dean said there may be some more change orders. So whatever deficit we have,
Is there any money in contingency, or is this number reflective of contingency amount? Because we had to by the state rules to get the money, we had to demonstrate contingency. That's why we had to take things away from the animal control facility early on, because we had to match the contingency amount. So
I'm sorry.
are we in, have we used up the contingency?
I believe so, yes.
All right, so we need. So, moving forward, right now
Recording in progress. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Tim. Bear with me.
Back. All right.
Yes.
So right now we're $40,000 we need to come up with.
Yes.
And are there any other things coming down the pipe that we need to know about?
Is Dean on?
No, I don't think he made
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't sure how much this was recording, so I picked it up on there because they're closer to it.
The that anonymization, I know, just to let people know that there was the door screens or whatever had a certain size opening and they didn't match the state's required. So that's, Mary, listen to this. This could be technically a design issue that the architect didn't account for. So that would be something I'd be really hanging this, is that we had to go extend. So these, we're supposed to have a code compliant structure, right? And so now we find at the last minute that we've got to go spend money on different screens and plexiglass that are part of the.
It's an argument too. It's an
Well,
argument.
anyway, that's where that some of that came from. You know, where the other is probably the, has the storm water stuff been included in this?
Yeah. In this, the change orders, yes.
So we could, in theory, be getting some of that back. Right, because we're going to be pushing that.
Well, try.
And see, that was another thing that was screwed up for the design companies.
Oh, absolutely. It was a big one. So that was $32,500. So the additional change or order that Dean might maybe referring to is that wire mesh on the door.
Right, right.
That's another $21,000.
Right. So I guess what this thing is that we may need to make a recommendation to the town council at some point in time to supplement this thing, right? Right?
Right.
So we just need to know, is there anything else? Because right now we probably got the CO, right? We're getting close to it.
We're pretty close. We're waiting for zoning for, and zoning is waiting for as-built plans, and then we're good to go.
What I'm saying is, if we get the CO, other than those change orders we discussed, state's already come through and gave us preliminary inspections. Is that correct?
Yes.
So if we match their punch list, in theory, there shouldn't be any more added to this.
Correct.
All right. So, Julie, when do we need...
When you say added to this, remember that that does not include the cage doors. When you say added to this, that's not correct.
The $23,000?
21.
And there was, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but a plexiglass for the quarantine animals, too. I think that was 2,800.
That I don't know.
2,800 or
2,100.
All right. So, I mean,
again, please don't quote me on this.
Well,
I'm just thinking off of.
Yeah, you're right.
We've had many meetings.
Well, at some point, we need to come up with a number that we feel comfortable with that we can take go to the town council and say this is what we need to meet this. Because this happened in London. In London, got their animal control facility. Got the CO, state come in and go, oh, you got the wrong sewer pipe in here. And it cost them a lot of money to dig up the floor to put in the new sewer pipe. And that's just, the state does that. So I was kind of expecting it. So they did it again, you know, with this wire mesh stuff. So
so I think by March, we should be able to have a solid number to come back to the town council and say, this is our bottom line.
Right.
Because we're still really technically.
And as
from what I can remember.
Is there any money we can hold back from the contractor for any unfinished work? Because right now it's.
Yeah, they have retainage.
Okay. In other words, when we. Because it's not. It's still wintertime and they've got stuff to do with landscaping and all the other stuff. And all the finished work on all the stormwater stuff and stuff like that. So, all right.
Well, to get technically, I think, Mayor, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's two inspection processes we've got to get through with this building. One is the town with this for the CFO and everything else. And then the second one, the state's got to come in and they've got to.
Well, I think
the state already did theirs.
Yeah, they came in and gave us a punch list.
And that's how we come up with...
With
we're actually, from my understanding, we're getting the CO relatively soon.
And our inspection has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the checklist.
What includes the mesh and the plexiglass and all that garbage?
No, there's a few other things.
Is there?
Yeah.
So get those numbers together. And... as far as I know, then if you guys feel comfortable, that as soon as they get that number together, that should go to the town council. Do you guys agree with that? I don't think it needs to come back here.
No, I think it should go to the town council.
So we're probably looking somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000, 70,000 in overages.
What?
You got 40,000 here listed. By your own verbiage, you said there's another 21,000.
No, we have a total of 158,000.
Where's that?
The last page. It closes out all the disclosure.
Well, it doesn't say on the front page.
You talked about the report from the Department of Works.
I don't know. I'm looking at.
So, yeah, those change orders are incorporated and.
In, yeah, somebody's in already incorporated. Remember, I asked about the contingency. Some of the stuff was paid for in contingency.
Oh.
So
right, well, we got
total change orders to date, which actually makes sense. So Newley's gone through and said, this is the whole enchilada, and this is what we've been charged, right? And this is the overages to date, which makes sense because did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
So this is, Mayor, this is what Dean says, everything's been done over to date. This is what's been paid and what we need to finish to pay.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to add 20 to that 40.
That's why I said $60,000 to $70,000.
I stay corrected.
I was getting a little trying to circle around here.
Is what I said?
No, I'm just getting confused on the numbers here. That's why we didn't have this document that Cindy just gave us. So that
remember that's means total everything.
I know.
So,
but in here is not gauge doors. It's not plexiglass and enclosures.
It is. It should be. Well, this is today. And also, we got to talk into our legal team to see what has been. Just remember, some of these have been paid for.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just looking at in here.
I don't see it.
The words, the mesh. No, it's not in there.
But right now, what you're trying to say is, and she can double check this. You can ask her to make sure that we got it all. But right now, I'd be expected the town council to see somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000 to $70,000 just to put it back into pay up all the bills. Yeah. We already talked salt and overtime.
Yes.
You made a good job there getting that done. I wish we knew what Mother Nature was going to throw at us. Winter's not over yet.
Saturday.
Let me go back to the farmer's almanac. Give me your prediction.
Farmer's almanac said it's supposed to have a mild winter.
No, the farmer's almanac said it was going to be a heavy beginning of the winter.
Of course. Like a good old New England winter.
A light winter at the end.
So which one do you believe?
I believe what it says. We already have a tough one. The beginning.
I think the groundhog ought to go back to the heights. A lot of people aren't happy with him right now.
All right. There's a couple unfinished business that I wanted to touch on if we got a minute, Julie, and that's the timekeeping. I know you sent me two documents that look like they're the same company.
Yes, those are the different. I didn't have a chance to watch the video that was on that link, but we all need to meet internally with IT to find out what direction the town wants to go in. That's the first step. We need to decide if we're doing, how we're going to do electronic timekeeping. Are we going to do time clocks? Are we going to do geofencing? Are we going to do punching in on the computers? That we have to decide which avenue we want to take.
Well, I'm going to make a strong suggestion. Look at what the Board of Ed does. They all have badges, and they all log in, and it works fine. I think that's the way you have it at your school.
Yeah, but I'm salaried, so I don't clock in.
Yeah, so.
But anybody who's salaried clocks in, clocks out for lunch, clocks back in at the end of the day.
So I just don't want just to set in a meeting capitulating back and forth of which way we're going to go and who likes what.
Well, I think there's a lot of different things that need to be discussed, like time clocks, okay, public works, where are you going to put that? WPCA, we pay WPCA employees, but they're not connected to our network. There were a different number of pros and cons that Bill mentioned for each one.
I'll make a recommendation on stuff like public works and that. They have a supervisor, and the supervisor would then physically do their time, right? Because right now we're getting 200 and something green slips sitting on one of your employees' desks that is just not an efficient way to do it. So we're all going to have, you're going to have people at the transfer station. They have a supervisor. They had five employees. They log them in, or whatever they do. They went home. They were sick, whatever the case may be.
Right.
And so I just don't, you know, I just don't want to, I want to get this thing moving.
Right. So first I need to finish electronic purchase orders before we dive into payroll. I can't have two major projects like that going on at the same time.
Understood.
We are in the final phases of electronic purchase orders. We have one more training session. And then we'll have to work with IT to set up the workflows, but we're nearing the end for that. So if we start deciding now about what we want to do for timekeeping, then as soon as that's over, we'll be jumping into payroll.
There's one other person I'd like you to invite for consultation early on, and that's Christy Kelly. She's our labor attorney, and she's got, there'll be some things we need to do in congruent with.
So I think that McDahlia, our payroll admin, knows the contracts like the back of her hand. And she should be sitting in on the meetings.
Absolutely. I don't, you know, bring in any whoever you want. I just want to make sure.
Because we need to know.
I just don't want to go down a path and we find out, oh, we didn't do something right. But if Medalli has the expertise.
Yes.
And then, you know, obviously police were probably not going to engage because they have their own. WPC, does their time slips come to the mayor's office?
Yes.
And they'd be part of this too, because
right, that's going to be part of the problem.
The only one that comes to my office is the administrator and the superintendent.
Right, and that's
everyone else is dropped off upstairs.
But yeah, they should be able to do their time, you know. And so I just don't want to have a lot of encumbrances early on of people trying to say, well, I want this or I want that. And I know this, and it's nothing against the IT, but I've talked to them, and a lot of times, very resistive to implementing things. And he has his dithers about stuff. And I think we need to push forward with this as quick as we can. So,
just a heads up, I've been through two payroll implementations. It takes over a year to fully implement.
And we've been waiting 3 years to do this.
Yeah,
and I've been. It's not one thing, it's another, it's this, and it's like, mm-hmm. Okay, now I want to get this ball rolling as quick as I can. And that's why I'm, you know, and I fully understand the real world problems you're dealing with, because we're going right into budget. And, you know, but I did ask last summer, and we said, hey, we want to get the other.
Right, but the first priority was electronic purchase orders,
that's,
I mean. And that's almost done.
So I want to start moving on that. When do you think you'll be able to put some attention on this, the timekeeping? April, May?
So, like I said, we have to have our last training for the electronic purchase orders. I don't have a date for that yet, and they have been scheduling quite a few weeks out for the trainings. We're waiting on to hear a date. We need IT to be able to have the capacity to set up the workflow. He's working on the animal control shelter now. So we have to get into his schedule in order to set that up. I want to move forward with this. I have been working on it.
Yeah, I agree.
I know you said that you've been waiting since last summer, but we said we wanted to do electronic purchase orders first and then do payroll. So I think, I don't want to say a month because I don't know when the last training is going to be. But it will be concurrent. As soon as everything's set up,
that's,
we will jump into doing payroll next. I'm not waiting to do it.
All
we're
right.
Working on it.
Not to prolong the conversation, but it is, what is our goal? Are we trying to go paperless? Are we trying to go all electronic to avoid being paperless and people having to take the time to put their signature on the dotted line and people to rectify it every day.
Well,
what's our
so for the electronic purchase orders?
No. For the time system.
Let me tell you,
time system.
We had an audit last year, and it came in, and they looked at processes specifically that, and the first thing they came up with is timekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right now we have how many employees? 200 and something employees. And every week, they get 200 green sheets of paper with
right.
their time on it.
Right.
And it's right for it's right. No, it's right for mistakes. It's right for misuse. It's right for everything. And they pointed out that it's the person that was doing the time had other duties. And if she's out, there was anybody, you know, there wasn't any backup.
Right.
There was a myriad of things. And since then, Julie came in and she's fixed almost everything
mm-hmm.
on that audit.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a great job, her mm-hmm. and
we did implement Patrick. A backup, at least for people.
Right.
That
right.
was one of the improvements.
Well,
but I'm saying is that it's every the Board of Ed has a timekeeping, electronic timekeeping, and it's they have 400 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really good to get this done. And I just want to make sure that it gets implemented because it is one of the tasks for that audit we did.
I don't disagree, but again, if we're going to look at an electronic system, number one, have we got the software to support that? Or is that going to have to be an additional? We got the software presently to support a timekeeping system, or are we going to have to purchase the software?
Likely purchase.
So that's going to take a little bit of time because the software has got to be designed to do what we want.
No,
it to
it's
do.
Already designed.
But we don't have it.
Well, it doesn't have the work rules of our union contract. This is the things we need to discuss in the meeting, what way
that's
we want
I'm
to
kind
go.
Of getting at here. There's some pieces missing to the puzzle here that I'm just looking to better understand.
I know you're kind of new to the game, but
I'm not new
to this part. What I meant was Munis has, or Tyler has this system, and at some point they're going to be sitting down to discuss the very same thing. And it will be an expense, just like the software we just got for the
You have to purchase different modules for each thing that you want to do.
And that's good because I would rather have an electronic system if we can do it. We do away with the paper, do away with the potential for having issues and having controversy or challenges or whatever. So if it takes a little while, I mean, we need to walk before we run here. If we run and stumble, we're going to look not good.
Oh, yeah.
So let's walk and then let's run and then we'll go from there.
I'm just trying to get the
my
initial,
opinion.
I'm just trying to get the initial thing going.
Yeah, no.
And Rita said sometime in probably early May, if everything's good and we're not killing ourselves with the thing, we can start working it.
To be honest with you, it sounds like Julie's got a lot of stuff on her plate right now, including your annual report you've got to submit here coming in shortly and audits and everything else. And if she told me she could start on it August 1st, July 1st, I'd be happy. I just want to make sure that everything is done right the first time. That's all I'm looking for.
And some other new business. You brought something forward, and then we'll get into this is really new business budget meetings. We're setting up with the departments.
Yes, we started the budget meetings this week. We have them through next week, and then we'll be sitting down with the mayor to put the mayor's proposed budget together.
Well, mayor, how are you looking?
There's some.
No, I meant
serious
I'm,
things.
You know, sitting down with them and discussing stuff.
Well, we're getting it. We're doing it.
I don't mean you to start telling all this stuff yet. But
I know that the public safety has only, they missed a meeting. They missed a month. So they did tell the previous month to have all the departments put together the capital.
Are there department heads, the fire marshal and the fire chiefs, are they going to have some good numbers? I mean, not good, just numbers for, is that who you're looking for when you say public safety?
Well, no. Well, the public safety has to review each of the police, fire marshal, emergency management, building official, They're going to review all those proposals and then make the recommendations on based on that.
Okay. So do you suspect you'll be, when do you think you'll be through the department heads? I want to start scheduling.
February 17th is the last department meeting, and then we probably need a couple weeks to sit down and
middle March
do everything.
So Cindy, I'd like to start an aggressive schedule for this starting in March.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I was thinking myself maybe at the next finance meeting we would set the dates to meet with the departments.
Well, yeah. Well, we want to review the mayor's budget first, then absolutely do that. So that'll be, because I want the mayor to go through stuff with us, and then we'll start, because I just don't want to start lambasting in the department heads without, they may have a legitimate reason that they've told the mayor, you know. So look for, anybody going out of town in March?
No. Me, March, April, and May, I'll be out.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, are you around?
I know public safety has to meet
for March
Monday of this month, so
we do have March Madness, but
other than
that, that'll be for the basketball games.
Just so you know, Kate has obligations to at least 5:30 most days. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, well, we're getting to 5:30, but I just want to make sure.
You mean 5:30 or later?
6 o'clock,
if possible.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, unless it's a meeting conflict, I think if you would just touch base with Kate, you have her email, phone number, and just say, "Is that a good 5:30 day?"
Thank you.
Like
I
that.
Appreciate the consideration.
But I think Brian and I have a freer lifestyle. That
in 9 years, I will too.
Well, I work 3 jobs, so I don't know. I make time for the stuff that's important.
We do Saturday today, so.
So,
six is fine with me if we have to make it.
And then I was given a request by the chief of police to do as early as possible before he goes on vacation.
So he may be the first one through the winter.
I don't know.
Well, he'll go to public safety, and public safety doesn't meet until the last Monday of the month, so.
All right.
No, I can see that.
Before we go, Councilor Baker gave me this.
Don't worry about that. I just wanted to make that you aware of that. That's
We already discussed with Julie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just something I gave you.
Okay. All right. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the councilors. Councilor Sutter.
Thank you, Julie, again for everything, and Godspeed during budget season.
Thank you.
Yes, Julie, I will echo that. Thank you so much. Your reports are, like I said before, they're very helpful and very thorough. It helps us understand where we are. Look forward to budget season. Then maybe I can say that, but I look forward to budget season. We've got a lot to look at. It's going to be a tough year.
Well, we did get the CCM numbers in, and they're about the same when you boil it down, because that 800,000 looks like we're getting extra is really, you know what that is.
Yeah.
It's relatively the same money we're getting from the state. So I did talk to Dave, the tax collector, right?
Yes.
He gave me some good numbers. I asked him to speak at our next, or you can speak for him if you want to. He didn't have to go. But he gave me some really encouraging news about the percentage.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
100%, 99.8, and something else. So this is really encouraging of the return coming in. So I really wanted to have that. Do not wait till we're through the budget. Everybody's like, well, there's no way you can do 99%. There's no. But he goes, we got 100%. I'm like, I can have 100%. But anyway, you talk to him all the time, but he's an incredibly smart.
They do a really good job there.
Well, not only that, but he lets no moss grow on his shoe.
I don't know how he does.
I saw the sign on the billboard. Having difficulties with the taxes, come see us. We'll work. I'm just like, whoa. I've never seen anybody do that. We'll help you. But
I get a lot of good comments from a lot of people on what he does and on.
You guys,
and he wears a three piece suit. Team. And anybody that wears a three piece suit in these days, that's something, right?
Yes.
We got a great team there.
Yeah. So a great team. I just want to say that, you know, it's like, hopefully, and I asked the tax assessor how we're doing on the grand list. Did she give you? I know she's been out. Anything?
I don't have an update on it yet. We filed for an extension to the end of February, and she's working on updating all those numbers.
All right. So maybe get email me. Let me know, and then if you could email us whenever you find out, you know, sort of the actual number of that addition, so that possibly in a March meeting we can bring that to the town council and get those money allocated for that. All right.
Yes.
Do we have anything coming to town council to move money around? I don't think we do. No, not yet.
The animal control facility, do we get a final number on that?
Well, that'll be in March.
Yeah.
But if we got a meeting on...
Yeah,
I just want to make sure we... Sometimes we make decisions and I don't remember them. And I want to make sure we have a meeting on Monday if we got anything we need to take care of. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
So.